Previously on The Encounter.
I'm sorry, young man, the shop is closed.
I know. I'm here because of Violet. She invited me.
Stylus, hi.
We are gathered here in pursuit of one thing, the Absolute. Gradient is just one example of dozens we have seen over the last few years of our conflict resolution system failing to provide justice.
MEDs, how did they find us? You're not my friend, are you, Stylus?
It looks like she's running towards the perimeter.
The perimeter?
Sir, it looks like she's heading down into the valley below the mist line, sir.
Below the mist line?
On this week's episode, we move from the peak of defiance to the peak of reliance.
Citizens of Reliance, Purification Day has come again. Each month, we gather at this precipice to remove the rot, the stiffened bodies of those who have fallen by their sins. The mist has seen their hidden misdeeds and has spoken. I give witness. Now it falls to us to cast their bodies from this peak. We do this in obedience to the Book of Guidance. We do this so that we may move forward in purity and hope for a long-lasting life. As the Great Book reminds us, these souls are not to be mourned. To do so would be an act of disobedience on our part. Families of the deceased, with your hands you will now release your fallen into the mist as they make their dreadful journey to the peak of desolation, far across the valley, eternally tortured, eternally lost. Let us be solemn. Let us be sober. Let us be superior. And now, I will read the names.
Mama!
Shh!
Mama, can we go now?
Quiet.
I'm tired.
Hyssa, obey.
Are we next? I think there's a few more families left. Do you think I should say something? What?
Juniper Collins.
About Granddad's pocket.
Are you crazy? No!
Maybe if we—
No, Sam!
Fine.
What's going on?
Ah! Hey. Where did you come from?
I was just over there talking to some of the farmer boys. What are you guys up to?
Nothing, Corey.
Well, then what's in Granddad's pocket?
Shh! Keep it down.
Sorry. What's in his pocket?
Spruce Johnson.
Well...
No! Corey, it's none of your business.
Oh, I see. It's a secret. What does the Book of Guidance say about secrets?
Bruce Flay.
No, it's not a secret. It was a deck of cards.
Yeah, and we really wanted them.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Holly Bergen.
Hey, isn't that Anne's mom?
Yeah. There she is now.
She doesn't seem to be taking it very well.
She'll be fine. In a few days.
I guess so.
Spruce Ernest.
I think Granddad's next.
So what's the plan?
Okay, you'll reach for his inner pocket and, I'll distract Dad.
Boys, come now.
Yes, Father.
Ramulus Goodwin.
Now?
Father, how do we know whether or not Granddad makes it to the bottom of the—
Not now. Ready, boys?
No, wait.
Lift.
Father, can I ask you—
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Lubner Young.
Sorry, Sam.
What could he have wanted to show us?
I guess we won't know now.
We were so close.
Yeah.
Boys, don't ever question me in front of the High Priest. Understood?
Yes, Father.
The sinners have been purged. Let them serve to remind us of the importance in keeping the Book of Guidance and not to stray from it. Do not mourn. Let us recite the hymn of obedience.
Obedience for a long life. Raise our children to know what's right.
Alone we stand to face our call. By the book we stand or fall.
Go now, and remain pure.
Let's go, kids. Finally, Hyssop, behave. I don't like Purification Day.
Don't talk like that.
I'm just saying.
Mother, can we have mashed potatoes tonight?
I already planned something else. I'm going to run into the store to buy some more greens. Corey, watch your brothers. Hyssop, I'm taking you with me.
Do I have to?
Now.
Fine.
Hey, Sam, watch this. I learned it from Lily Sanders. It's called a cartwheel.
Looks dumb.
You're dumb.
Looks like dancing to me.
Well, it isn't.
If Father knew that you were dancing...
If Father knew you were trying to cause a distraction at the ceremony...
Hi, Sam. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Anne.
What are you up to?
Going home for dinner.
Oh.
You?
Same. My dad's busy with the new farm orders that came in. I wouldn't be surprised if he keeps himself locked up in that barn all night.
I'm really sorry about your mom.
I'm fine.
You can come home with us for dinner if you want.
No, I don't want to impose on your family.
It would be nice to have you over.
Yeah, our mom wouldn't mind.
Well, if it's okay.
Okay, I got some peas, but they were out of broccoli. I'll get some tomorrow. Hi there, Annis.
Mom, can Anne come over for dinner tonight?
I don't see why not.
Thank you, Mrs. Goodwin.
Of course, dear. Now let's hurry up. Boys, your father is coming at 6, and I want to have dinner ready by then.
Thank you so much for dinner, Mrs. Goodwin. It was delicious.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Feel free to come over anytime.
Father, can Anne stay for a little while longer?
Yes, but not too long. You need to do your schoolwork.
Thank you, Mr. Goodwin.
May we be excused from the table now?
You may.
Come on, Anne. Oh, I forgot my backpack downstairs. Be right back.
So...
Want to see my model for the geography class assignment?
Sure.
It's what I think the civilization in the valley looked like before the rebellion.
Whoa, that's really cool. What are those things?
Those are some kind of lighting systems for the streets. I heard they had something like that, light that never shuts off. My granddad told me about it. Oh, and these things here are some kind of automatic transportation thing.
Really? How does it work?
They move you from one place to another on just 4 wheels. It's really cool, and you don't even need a horse. At least, that's what his granddad told him when he was little.
Wow, do you really think they had stuff like this?
Well, he said it used to be a really popular legend, but there's no way to prove if any of it's true. I wish I knew more. I've never even heard this stuff taught in class.
Me neither. Sometimes I forget that you and Roy are twins. You're both so different. Can I ask you something, Sam? What were you and Roy talking about at the ceremony?
What?
Corey told me you were gonna cause a distraction.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't anything.
It sounded like it was important.
It doesn't matter now.
It seems to matter to you a lot.
What does? What are you talking about, Sam?
Corey told me you guys were talking about causing a distraction. I was just curious.
What did you tell her?
Nothing.
He really didn't say anything.
It's not any of your business, Anne.
I know, I just...
She's not gonna say anything, Roy. She was just asking.
Do you want to end up like Granddad?
Roy, you know he didn't do that. Granddad wasn't wicked.
No. I don't know that. And you don't know that either.
You don't honestly think he was a traitor.
I don't know.
This is Granddad Ramulus you're talking about. When did he ever mislead us?
I don't know, Sam. You heard Dad last week.
Well, I don't think Granddad did anything wrong. And I, for one, still want to know what he had in his pocket. And you know what? I'm telling Anne, because she's our friend. What happened was, a week ago, after the ceremonial dinner, Granddad came into the attic. We were working on a puzzle, and he came to help us.
What you got there?
Hey, Granddad. We're working on a puzzle.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Well, you got a good start on it.
Yeah, but I think we're missing some pieces.
I bet Hyssop was playing with it.
Oh, I'm sure they're around here somewhere. Oh, here's another one. And there.
That only leaves 384 pieces to go.
This is taking too long. I'm gonna go read.
Giving up so quickly? You have to have patience, Roy. Some puzzles take longer to solve.
Yeah, well, this one's a waste of time.
If we said that about every puzzle we encounter, we would never solve anything.
Yeah, well...
Where's your father?
I think he has an elder meeting tonight.
No, he's meeting with the high priest.
Is that so? Roy, shut the door, please. I have something I need to share with you and your brother.
Yes, sir?
I need to show you boys something, and it's very important. I'm going to trust you with it, but you need to promise that you will not speak about it to anyone.
Okay. I promise.
Roy?
I promise.
You can't repeat any of this to your friends. Not Corey or Hyssop, not even your parents. I'm serious, boys.
We promise.
These papers, in my pocket. I've been collecting them for some time now.
Episode 4 of The Peak of Reliance Part 1 was written by Michelle Mahalko, featuring the voice talents of Jonathan Barber, Brian Bullebush, Amanda Ward, Chris Nelson, Will Lightfoot, John Cafore, Heather Reed, Rebecca Hibma, and Brooke Frazier. Music by Preeta Taiwacharamas. The Encounter is written, performed, and produced by the School of Communication and Creative Arts at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia.